Our culture is a culture against God.
我们的文化是一个抵挡神的文化。
It is a culture of self and self-fulfillment.
是一个关于自我以及自我实现的文化。
It is a culture that teaches us to pursue happiness apart from God.
这是一个文化教导我们靠着自己而不要用神的办法来追寻幸福。
That's the voice of the world.
这是世界的声音。
There are two voices you will find in your life today.
今天在你的生命中你会听到两种声音。
There is the voice of God and the other voices.
这个一个是神的声音，另外一个是其他的声音。
And one of these voices will drown out the other voice.
其中一个声音会淹没另外一个声音。
So either the voice of the world and its culture will drown out the voice of God, or the voice of God will drown out the voice of culture and the world.
所以在你的生命中，要么就是世界的声音掩盖过神的声音，要么就是神的声音掩盖过世界的声音。
And when I talk about the culture of the world, I'm talking about the value system of the world.
当我们说世界的文化，我们所指的就是这世界的价值观。
A world's value system apart from God's revelation and truth.
就是在神所启示的真理以外的价值观。
So the Apostle Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
所以使徒保罗说不要效法这个世界。
Don't be conformed to its value system. Don't be conformed to its worldly thoughts.
不要效法他们的价值观，不要效法他们的语言所讲的事情。
In the book, God in the Wasteland, David Wells speaks of a profound truth.
在一本书叫做 God in the Wasteland, 这个 David Wells 这个作者讲了一个非常有深度的一个真理。
He says, God is to be our vision and culture to be our context.
他说上帝是我们的意象，而文化却是我们的处境。
But we have reversed it.
可是我们却把它这个倒过来了。
We make culture our vision and God our context.
我们把文化视为我们的意象，把神视为我们的处境。
So we go to church on Sunday and God is the context of our conversation.
所以我们礼拜天去教会，上帝变成我们谈话的处境。
God is the context of our songs and our singing.
上帝是我们的歌曲跟我们唱诗的处境。
But on Monday to Saturday, when we return back to the world, we make culture our vision.
可是当礼拜一到礼拜五我们回到世界上面的时候，我们把文化视为我们的意象。
In other words, culture becomes the defining reality.Of our world.
换句话说，文化就成为决定我们世界所生活在生活的一切。
And the worldly values of a worldly culture become our center of gravity.
当世界的价值观、世界的价值就变成我们生活的重点了。
As a result, this world becomes our home.
所以它的结果就是这个世界变成我们的家。
Let me explain to you the greatest challenge to discipleship today.
让我跟各位分享今天我们做门徒训练最大的挑战。
The greatest challenge we face today is in our worldview.
今天门训里面最大的挑战是关乎世界观。
And I'm not talking about just our philosophical, theological worldview.
我所讲的不是一种哲学性或神学性的世界观。
Rather, I'm talking about the culture in our mind.
我所说的是在我们心灵中间文化所占的空间。
That corrupts our core belief system.
它使得我们核心信念受到污染。
Let me explain. When we are Christian, as a Christian, our commitment is to the Word of God.
让我解释一下，我们作为基督徒跟随基督人，我们的委身就是上帝的话语。
It gives us a robust theological foundation.
它给我们一个相当坚厚的神学根基。
A deep biblical reflection.
一个深度的从神话语带出来一种反思。
Biblical values and biblical truths.
核心圣经的真理跟价值观。
And so we anchor ourselves in a core belief system based upon the Word of God.
所以我们的核心价值、核心信念是。扎根于神的话语。
That's what we should do, but there's a problem.
这个是我们该做的，可是这里有个问题。
In life, we are faced with existential realities coming upon us by way of pain and pleasure.
可是在实际生活中间呢，我们所面对的却是一个我们生存中间常碰到的，就是快乐跟痛苦。
And either in our pain or the pursuit of happiness and pleasure, our values drift.
就在我们感受到痛苦，或者说我们在追寻幸福的过程中间，我们的价值观开始摇动了。
And here's how it drifts. It impacts our emotions.
所以它就会影响到我们的感情。
As a pastor, I've counseled different ones in adultery. It does not start with sex. It starts with emotions.
作为一个牧者，当我去辅导一些有外遇的情形的时候，通常他一开始都不是跟性有关，都是跟感情有关。
It starts with how I feel.
他通常都是说从一个人的我的感觉开始的。
My husband don't understand me, or my wife don't understand me, but this other party makes me feel good.
我的配偶不了解我，可是这位另外一个人让我感觉到很好。
So now our feelings impacted our choices.
所以我们的感觉影响我们的抉择。
Our choices impacts our behavior.
我们的抉择影响我们的行为。
As a result of our choices and behavior, a new source code forms within our soul.
所以当这个感觉跟抉择改变了，我们里面的那个根源的那个代码就开始改变了。
It's like a new operating system inside us.
就好像里面有另外一个操作系统。
Now, just as no computer can operate on two operating systems, no handphone can operate on two operating systems, the human soul cannot operate on two operating systems.
就好像一个电脑不可能有两套作业系统。我们人性里面也不可能有两个价值系统在运作。
But now we have the word of God we should follow, but we also follow our feelings and the new operating system within us as a result.
所以现在我们一方面有神的话语我们应该去跟从的，可是却有另外一个我们的感觉我们要跟从，这个就变成另外一个运作系统。
And while we cannot operate on two operating systems, we found we actually have three choices.
所以当我们发觉我们不能在两者中间同时并存的时候，我们只有三种选择。
The first choice is the choice of stubborn rebellion and we walk away from God. We backslide.
第一个就是向神反叛，就从神那边离开。
We say the Bible is irrelevant. I want to live my own life. My feeling feels good. I choose this life. I backslide.
所以在这种情况下，我们说上帝的话语对我没有用，我选择要走我的路，按照我的感觉上活，我们就走这个路。
Or the second choice I have to deal with these two systems that I cannot live with, I repent.
第二个选择就是我两个价值系统在我里面我没办法处理，我选择去悔改。
Lord, I'm so sorry I messed up my life.
主对不起。
I come to your word to ask you to unmess the mess in my life.
主对不起，我选择了一个错误的，我来到你面前承认，求你帮助我从这种中间脱离出来。
If there's only two choices, things will be much easier.
如果只有两个选择，这个比较容易做。
Either you walk away from God or you return to God.
要么你就远离神，要么你回到神面前。
The problem with discipleship today, we have a third choice.
问题今天的门训中间所面对的是因为有第三个选择。
And that is, we follow our own ways, but we give lip service to the ways of God, the word of God, and the will of God.
我们身体跟着世界跑，嘴唇却是讲神的话语。
So we come to church or the cell group, we can worship God, we can even preach, we can say biblical things. But in our life, we choose to follow our feelings, our choices, and our own behavior.
所以我们来到小组，来到聚会，我们嘴巴讲神的话，甚至分享神的话，唱圣诗。可是在我们的生活中，我们却跟随走，选择跟感觉，跟这个方向去走。
We don't backslide and walk away from God because we want God.
我们不想离开神，因为我们需要神。
But we don't repent to Him because we want our own ways.
可是我们却不向他悔改，因为我们想走自己的路。
So we merely give lip service to God.
因此我们只是嘴唇敬拜主而已。
We have conformed to the world without wanting to conform.
所以我们就变成效法了这个世界。